and immediately indicate that our coming here, we are coming here to adopt the preliminary report of this BRRR report. Why interim? It's because departments asked for extension of their submission of their reports, annual reports, up to some date in October. But there was a strong view that said we must have a preliminary report that is composed or compiled from the four quarters, because we have done the four quarters of the year. So that is what we are about now here. We will adopt this, and once the report is finalized, we'll again meet to see if there are any issues that we want to consider. So basically, there's one item, the adoption of the this interim report. So let me welcome all of the members, and I think we almost understand our approach. We do have the draft, it was submitted, circulated to all, and I think we had the opportunity to go through. So we'll just go through page by page, and if there are any suggested corrections or whatever, then we'll note them and adopt with such amendments that have been noted. If there are any comments before we get into the document, if there's anybody who might say, I didn't receive the document.
Chairperson, Singh here. I received the document and I'm happy with the process that you've outlined. Thank you.
Whatever. I'm talking to members before we get. Can I assume that? Yes. Then let's get to the first page of the report. If there's anything that members would wish to indicate that requires attendance, correction, page one. So again, I will not, if there's anybody who sees anything, if you just interrupt, I will not take exception to that. Page one, page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Sir.
I don't know if what we have on the screen is page 7, but perhaps it is because I have different pages. But I always like us as a committee to put a time frame within which either the minister or the department must respond to the recommendations of the committee. So there's some level of monitoring and evaluation. And perhaps we'll ask the secretary to include a time frame after the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Noted.
Mr. Chair, James Lorimer here.
Yes.
This report is okay as far as it goes, and I do recognize that it is incomplete. I was just wondering on the question of timeframes, whether you could give us any idea when the final BRRR will be available. And secondly, I just wanted to flag a concern about the lack of reporting on the fisheries and forestry branches, and ask whether you could give us any, do you know when that might be remedied? When will we be seeing accounting for those two branches?
Under recommendations of the committee, I think it's bullet point 3. I think I would add to that, it's not only the vandalization of air quality monitoring stations, I'd also flagged that we needed to ensure that we're monitoring for particulate matter 2.5 and 10. That's according to the Air Quality Act, and that's in line with international standards. Those are very hazardous to human health. And all air quality monitoring stations should be monitoring for those parameters. And I did raise that. Yes, that's all so far. Thank you.
Yes. Page 9. Ten. It means we're ending at 10.
Okay, Honourable Chairperson.
Yes.
So sorry, and there's just one more thing I'd like to add under recommendations. We did mention the Working for Water program, and the department had said that its involvement in river rehabilitation was very limited, but that there was going to be discussion of how we're going to save our rivers from ecocide across South Africa, and that they would perhaps then work in tandem with water and sanitation and perhaps assist in maybe resources and manpower for our rivers. Thank you.
Okay. Can we then indicate those who are compiling the report if we have noted what was raised and there's no problem in including them, or whatever explanation that can be given? Can I ask Secretary and Dr. Scott, any comments?
Yes, Chair, we have noted the proposals from the members.
Yes.
We will include them in the report before we publish it in the ATC.
Yes. And any comments about the two branches that Honorable Lorimer talked about?
Yes, Honorable Chair, you would recall that when we had the fourth quarter presentation, it only focused on the former Department of Environmental Affairs. So this is actually a fourth quarter report, and it is presented as such. But when we look at the first Chicota report that was presented simultaneously with the fourth Chicota report, then all the departments, all the branches are actually there. Why is that so? It is because formally, you would recall from our budgetary report that we actually processed and adopted June, July, you would recall that the branch of fisheries and forestry officially moved into the reconfigured Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries effective from the 1st of April. So we are dealing here with the beautiful hour as of the previous department duration.
Okay. I hope, Honorable Lord, you have raised something critical, because we have been making assumptions that we are dealing with fisheries and forestry. But officially, the handing over. So what I'm saying is, whatever report that we have now, we are beginning to consolidate our understanding of forestry, as we're doing yesterday, fisheries as well. But your question still, it is going to be valid in the sense that as we were always hoping that we are dealing with this thing of fisheries and forestry, but officially. So what I am not, I can't say to you, when you say officially, what do you mean? It might be difficult for me, the official handover. Maybe let's put it that way. I'm sure we'll look at it and see if the former department has reported on that. I think we need to look at that. So in other words, let's note it as part of what we are reporting to say there was this raised. And this is how we received. I think we still have to manage that transition properly, so that we don't get a sense that we are not in charge of issues that talk to fisheries and forest. Can we be satisfied with that, Honorable Lorimer?
That sounds fine for now. Thanks for noting my concerns, Mr. Chair. I'd hate for some of these branches to go unreviewed for any period.
Yes. With that, can we then adopt the report, Honorable Members, with the amendments and the notes that have been taken? Can we get a proposal for adoption?
Yeah, I move for adoption. Thank you.
Honorable Singh, moved.
I second, sir. Honorable Mkhono.
Honorable Mkhono supported. There's no contrary view, if there's any. I'll note it.
Please note that the EFF is not in support.
We're noting that the EFF is not sure. It's not
supported. No, we are confident and we do not support it.
Okay.
There is no uncertainty. The revolution is very clear.
Yeah. No, we appreciate that. With that objection, can we then adopt the report? The report is adopted. That takes us to the end of the meeting. Thank you very much for participation. The number of people who are attending is quite appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Can you see how quiet that is? Now imagine for this.
Hey, Paulson, Tula one.
Was God.
Yeah, we'll have a chair and take us. God, you're born.
And you go on.
Yes.
No, I guess
we've valued in time.